Here, then, is where our story starts, in a run-down theater on the Rue du Temple with a boy named Jan Margoza, who was born with a gift for knowing what people were thinking and an uncanny ability to throw his voice. Jan had a sharp, intelligent face, olive skin, a mop of jet-black hair, and eyes dark as midnight, with two stars shining in them. He was a solitary boy who enjoyed nothing better than being left alone to explore whatever city or town he was in until it felt to him like a second skin. For the past few months, the theater had been home to Jan and his friend and mentor, the dwarf, Tetu. Tetu acted as assistant to his old friend, Topolin, the magician, and together they traveled all over France, performing. Without ever appearing on stage, he could move objects at will like a sorcerer, while Topolin fronted the show and did tricks of his own. Jan was 14 now, and still didn't understand how Tetu did it, even though he had helped behind the scenes since he was small. Tetu's age was anyone's guess, and, as he would say, no one's business. He compensated for his small size and his strange, high-pitched voice with a fierce intelligence. Nothing missed his canny eye. Nobody made a fool of him. He could speak many languages, but would not say where he came from. It had been Tetu's idea to invest their savings in the making of the wooden Pierrot. The clown was built to designs carefully worked out by Tetu. It had a white-painted face and glass eyes and was dressed in a baggy blue top and trousers. Topolin had not been sure that he wanted to perform with a doll.
"A doll?" exclaimed Tetu, throwing his arms up in disgust. "This is no doll. This is an automaton. It will make our fortunes. I tell you, no one will be able to fathom its secret, and you, my dear friend, will never tell."
Topolin rose to the challenge. The result had been a sensation. Monsieur Ollard, manager of the Théâtre du Temple, had taken them on, and for the past 4 months they had played to full houses. Monsieur Ollard couldn't remember a show being sold out like this before. In these dark times, it struck him as nothing short of a miracle. The Pierrot had caught people's imaginations. There were many different opinions going around the neighborhood cafes of the Marais as to what strange alchemy had created it. Some thought that it was controlled by magic. More practical minds wondered if it was clockwork or if there was someone hidden inside. This theory was soon dismissed, as every night Topolin would invite a member of the audience up on stage to look for himself. All who saw it were agreed that it was made from solid wood. Even if it had been hollow, there was no space inside for anyone to hide. Yet not only could the Pierrot walk and talk, it could also, as Topolin told the astonished audience every night, see into the heart of every man and woman there and know their darkest secrets. It understood their plight even better than the King of France. For the grand finale, Topolin would perform the trick he was best known for, the magic bullet. He would ask a member of the audience to come up on stage and fire a pistol at him. To much rolling of drums, he would catch the bullet in his hand, proclaiming that he had drunk from the cup of everlasting life. After seeing what he could do with the automaton, the audience did not doubt him. Maybe such a great magician as this could indeed trick the grim reaper.